Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
.703 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. Afternoon baseball. But we're talking basketball right now. Joining us from the undefeated, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, our guy Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's up, Rob, Jeremy? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Thank you for joining us before you board that bird and head to your next destination. Team USA looks loaded. Jeremy and I talked about this on and off air yesterday. They are loaded. But they have, I believe, one more spot to hand out. Do you feel at this point someone's been snubbed? And if so, how do you replace them with somebody that's on the roster already?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of conversation about Jalen Brunson being snubbed. He represented Team USA in the last tournament. And I'm a Knicks fan, but I understand it. And when you look at Jalen's game, he's a ball-dominant guard. He controls the ball for most of the possessions, and, you know, usually good things happen with it. But in Team USA, there's going to be a lot of ball movement. There's going to be a lot of cutting. There's going to be a lot of big guards in international play. So I can completely understand him not being on a roster, even though he's had an all-NBA season. He should be first-team all-NBA this year because he's been phenomenal in getting that team to the number two seed in the East. But, you know, there's one spot open, and I'm sure they'll look for maybe a guard with some size. You know, Halliburton was a guy that people may have been surprised about, but he's a guard with good size and he can defend. And that's what Team USA is going to need to stop some of these great international players.
I'm a guard with bad size, but I'm not going. It might mess up my game. You know, I'm going to stay at home. Hey, what about a starting five for that team? It gets kind of difficult with all those big name players. And I mean, the one thing I know for certain is I probably want Hallie running the point for me out of that group. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you got some great players, and I don't think really the guys – international play is a time where everybody's going to play major minutes. They're going to ride the hot hand, and so I don't think there's really concern about who's going to be starting. It might be who's finishing games, but yeah. I will say this, that the international competition will be as tough as ever during the Olympics this year. And you know, and the gold medal is not a given for Team USA anymore. It's going to be a struggle from here on out because if you look at the – players representing the world in the NBA today. I mean, there's some great representation. So, I guess, you know, Team USA would just really ride the hot hand and see who can carry them into individual games. But it's going to be a completely team effort.
And according to our producer, it looks like Kawhi Leonard may have gotten that last spot late last night here with Jerry Bembry. Jerry, speaking of struggling, the Golden State Warriors are, and Klay Thompson struggled more than anyone going 0 for 10 last night. Will that team look completely different next year?
I think they said all the right things last night when they said, you know, we want to keep the same players, the same nucleus, and I think it's going to be different. And, you know, Klay is older now. he's not the same Clay that helped Golden State win all those championships. But I'm going to say this, that this year you can blame them not making the playoffs on Draymond Green.
Yep.
Draymond Green missed all of those games, suspended. You would have figured the Golden State Warriors would have won maybe 3, 4, 5 of those games, and they would be either in the 7-8 game or out of the play-in completely. So that's all Draymond's responsibility. This is two opportunities. He cost them in an NBA Finals a few years back when they were up 3-1 and lost because he got ejected from a game and suspended. So, and that's a conversation the Warriors are going to have. You know, do we really want Draymond back? And I'm not sure. I'm in my car, so I don't know what his contract situation is, but I don't think he's tradable because I don't think that Draymond necessarily fits in on other teams. He's in a perfect situation with Golden State, surrounded by shooters that lets him do his thing. And Draymond on another team, probably not the exceptional player that he is with Golden State. So I think it's really problematic. And but I think they need to make a change in that area.
Yeah, he's not an unrestricted free agent until 27. And the dead money on it is just ridiculous. Real quick, a follow-up to that Draymond thing. Would this be the season that Steph Curry says he's had enough and look back on why they missed the playoffs and approach Draymond?
It could be. You know, Steph, again, when Draymond was acting up, you can see the look on his face. So, you know, he's never going to say publicly, you know, we got to do something differently. But I'm sure privately he's feeling like, you know what, I can't control this guy. No one can control this guy. So, you know, let's get out of this situation. Let's try something new that can help us move forward.
Hey, Jerry, as we look at the setup for the playoffs now, who have you made a selection on, or do you want to wait until you see the matchups? Because I don't think anybody outside of maybe the Sixers is going to make a run. And even then, I don't expect them. But what are your thoughts overall on who has the best chance to get there and win it all?
Yeah, I'm going to see the matchups, but you guys know I'm a big New York Knicks fan, and they got the number 2 seed in the East. I was actually rooting for them to lose that game over the weekend because they would have fallen to the 3 seed. They can avoid that that matchup between the winner of the Chicago-Miami series, both difficult matchups for the Knicks. But that said, I like their confidence. I like the fact that they said, you know what, Milwaukee's going to tank it today, but we're going to play this out because we are very confident in our team to move forward and just do great things in the postseason. And I think the Knicks have a real shot. If Julius Randle was there, I think they'd be right on the level behind Boston in terms of making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, even to the NBA Finals. But I think the Knicks, the chemistry that they have, the trade they made midseason that I didn't like when they traded Emmanuel quickly, but they got Precious Achiuwa and OG, and those guys have been great when OG has been healthy. So I like them. I like their chances to be very competitive in the East and to beat the winner of the Miami-Boston. Or however it plays out, I think that the Knicks have a shot.
Jeremy, who knew Jerry Bembry was a Knicks fan? Who knew?
Oh, man.
Breaking news.
I think people tell you that like it's an injury now. Like they're like, yeah, man, I hurt my back yesterday. Yeah, I'm a Knicks fan. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know.
And I'm going to tell you, there's no room in the bandwagon for anybody else to join in. You know, if you didn't love them through the down years, then you can't come aboard right now.
I'm good. Jerry Bembry for the undefeated. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, you
got to
take it easy.
You too, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.